The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything that you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads, so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. I've been so pumped to take a couple of friends with our road bikes to some of the trails nearby, and now I can bring the entire crew, my dog, and all of our gear with that third row. Learn more about the new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
What the fuck is Darvin Ham doing? My goodness. Are the Lakers a mess? And let me tell you, I didn't exactly see this coming, folks. I was excited. I was feeling like there was athleticism in the ranks. Ooh, all of this untapped potential. Ooh, Cam Reddish and his deflections. Gonna be a specialist. 3-point. All he was supposedly the best guy in the draft. So Zion says, so John Morant says, ooh, Jackson Hayes, maybe he didn't work out because he broke down the door in New Orleans or whatever the fuck happened there. You're taking all the rejects. Maybe LeBron James can fix them all. And then they had this incredible run in the in-season tournament. And I was like, okay, this is where it begins. You're kicking off Western Conference Finals run. Everything feels like it's, you bring the core back. But since then, the Lake Show, unfortunately, 3-9, and goddamn are they in trouble. Everybody knows it. They're sitting at 10th right now in the West. Whole lot of good, hungry teams between them and the sixth seed. I am starting to get a little concerned. Bad loss against the Heat was what did it, folks. That was the straw that broke the camels, aka the folks close to the situation's silence about what the hell is wrong with this team. Friends of show, Jovan Buha and Shams, they spilled the beans. Yes, they did. They went on to Athletic, and they said it smells like the ham is just about cooked in L.A. You smell that? That's Darvin Ham on the barbecue right now, right after Christmas. And you know ham after Christmas is never a good idea. This is what they said. Ham used his 10th starting lineup of the season and third in three games. Is that bad? I feel like that's bad. Austin Reeves at point guard. Torian Prince at shooting guard. Cam Reddish at small forward. LeBron James at power forward. Anthony Davis at center. The Lakers, how did it go? We're -3 in the 13 minutes that the group played together against Miami. But more than a third of the way into the season, three of those players and the team's third, fourth, and fifth highest paid players were coming off the bench. Reeves, who everybody said was Arkansas's Larry Bird, has been coming off the bench. They didn't say that part. That was me. Has been coming off the bench for most of this season. Despite being touted by him as a future all-star over the summer and ranking third on the team in scoring, does Darvin Ham hate Austin Reeves? Russell, they didn't say that either. That was me. Russell's role has shrunk since Las Vegas, and Hachimura's playing time vacillates on a nightly basis. Big words, vacillates. Is Darvin Ham on the hot seat? New reports are that he's lost the locker room in just his second year. The quote is, the disjointedness between the coach and the team has stemmed from the extreme rotation and starting lineup adjustments recently from Cooked Ham, leading to a fluctuating rhythm for several players across the roster. I had Jovan Buha on the show less than a week ago and asked him about the dysfunction in the locker room, and this is what he had to say.
Is it strange to you how much heat Darvin Ham is getting, especially considering that when the Clippers were not playing well, it was the players that were getting the heat, and now we're getting a lot of like, oh, Lakers next head coach odds from some offshore account?
Yeah, I think that conversation is premature. Like, I mean, Darvin took them to the Western Conference Finals last year. They just won the in-season tournament a couple weeks ago. So I think any talk of him being on the hot seat or you know, the Lakers not having confidence in him is premature. That said, I mean, I think a distinction with, if we're going to specifically compare the Clippers and the Lakers, you know, Ty Lue is a championship head coach, and I think by many is regarded as a top five, if not top three, head coach in the league. So, I think he has a level of, you know, goodwill and just a track record that Darvin Ham just doesn't have because he's in his second year as a head coach. Now, I will say, you know, I think some of the lineup stuff has been a little suspect. I look at last night, Austin Reeves has been on this crazy stretch where he scored, last nine games, he scored 20 points in seven of them, 20 or more. And he was sixth in the team last night in minutes. And it was just like, LeBron's out, Gabe Vincent's out. If there's ever a night to ramp up Austin's minutes,
yeah,
it's a night when LeBron's out and you need more playmaking, you need more scoring. Yet that didn't happen. And he ramped up D'Lo's minutes, and D'Lo started 2-for-12. So yeah, there have been some things with the rotation that haven't really made sense. But
yeah,
overall, I think Darvin's in a fine spot long as the Lakers turn this around soon.
Is this the end of the road for Darvin Ham? I don't know. It feels like LeBron has a Costco bulk size of coach body bags in the back room waiting to just drag it out for another coach. We've got insiders reporting things.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We got insiders connected to Agent Rich Paul, got their fingerprints all over it. Seems like this could be the end, like Boys to Men, considering the reported rift between him and Austin Reeves, as well as LeBron and AD's growing frustration after the Heat game. LeBron didn't even speak to the media. Just, I'm going to get dressed, put on my new Louis Vuitton collab that I just introduced on Twitter, my nice chains, and I'm going to get the hell up out of here. Yup, from his failed three-guard lineup last season to his wonky lineups this year, it is one questionable decision after another. And considering everything, it's shocking that the Lakers are under 500. Because what do we say? If skin of glass, no, Is it skin of paper, bones of glass? Yes, that's what it is. Skin of paper, bones of glass, Anthony Davis. If he can play a full season, and we've got LeBron also at an all-star level, which they both have been, and you're 10 games, you're under 500, Anthony Davis in his last 10 games, maybe playing the best basketball of his entire career, and you're still losing games, that is purple and gold. Ruh-roh. In the last 10 games, what's Anthony Davis been doing? Oh, just averaging 30, 12 rebounds, 4 assists, 2.6 blocks per game, 1.7 steals per game. What's he doing from the three-point line, Trista, as a big man? Just shooting 44% casually from deep. Only 2 turnovers per game. And Bron has been vintage as well, averaging 26, 7 rebounds, and 9 assists. As a, what are they calling him, a power forward now? A power forward, LeBron James, and a steal consistently. This is just the perfect example of the ineptitude that we're seeing. We're seeing on New Year's Eve, Darvin Ham start Bron, AD, Rui, Torian Prince, and Jared Vanderbilt. 5 forwards. 5 forwards. And of course, if you could guess, it did not go well. They lost to the Pelicans by 20. And after the game, LeBron said this: Austin's great. I like Austin no matter where he is. Obviously, it's always great to be on the floor with Austin. I love being on the floor with him because he makes plays. Darvin, 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 baby. You might just be the latest coach to find their way to the unemployment line, because when Bron's not happy, ain't nobody happy. All that to say, what the fuck are Darvin Ham and the Lakers and Linda Rambis and Kurt Rambis doing? Let's bring on my new producer, Anthony Irwin. I want to get your thoughts on this, brother. What is happening here?
Well, to those who've been listening and watching my show, this is not anything new. We've been saying this for a couple of weeks, going on a month or so. It dates back to when they took Austin out of the starting lineup, brought D'Angelo Russell into the start, kept him in there. And then D'Angelo Russell started quiet quitting around the time that they started doing the whole Zach LaVine thing. And those rumors popped up. Then when they sent Russell to the bench and Reeves was not reinserted into the starting lineup, a lot of people within the organization started kind of like wondering what is going on there. That's how you get to the 5 power forward or wing lineup that you arrived at that lost to the Pelicans the other night by 20. And yeah, Darvin has kind of lost everybody's trust and faith here. And this is the shakiest ground he's been on as the head coach. Even when Russell Westbrook was with the Lakers, he was the excuse. When Russell Westbrook was there and they weren't playing well, they said, well, it's his fault. But this time it's squarely on Darvin. It's going to be really interesting to see how he handles all this.
Yeah, it's not good. My man from Saginaw, he better get out his shoes for figuring out how to survey the hot coals that he's on, because we now know it's getting close. I saw that Phil Handy was the leader in the clubhouse to be the next coach of the LA Lakers. He obviously was with LeBron in Cleveland. You think Phil Handy would be a good head coach? I know he wants it. I've interviewed him before. I know he's been waiting in the wings, but he's kind of similar, like personality-wise, to Darvin. Mm-hmm. Different in terms of maybe his approach to the game. Like, you think that's a fit? You think that's where they would go, the direction?
So it would remind me a lot of, remember that Dwight Mayer season, 2012, the Steve Nash, yeah. Dwight Mayer, this will be fun. And they, for a second, they brought in Bickerstaff. He went 6-0 or something like that in his time there. And it was because he just rolled the ball out. He's like, you guys are talented enough, go do your thing. And Handy would be a very similar move, at least in the interim. I think eventually you're going to start to get those Doc Rivers rumors, and you're going to start to get some, I don't know, I guess Terry Stotts and Kenny Atkinson are also there. But I think the leader to be the interim, the leader in the clubhouse to be the interim, is Phil Handy. Eventually, though, the Doc Rivers stuff is coming. It's only a matter of time. It started over the summer.
Yeah. It's going to be fascinating to see.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.